Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., and we talk to a lot of people who have great interest in the world of sports business and do a great job with that, and tonight will be no exception. And, of course, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WCHoops. Or you can go to www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, and you can read my Sports Biz 59 Seconds moment there almost every day. I don't write every day, but I try to as much as I can, and you'll get a little good snippet in sports business in 59 seconds or less you can read, and it's a lot of fun doing that. Speaking of a lot of fun, I always love talking to this person. He's got to me somewhat of a dream job. He's the commissioner of NWAC Conference, which is comprised of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. And Marco Azurdia, also, you got an affiliate in Canada. Is that correct?
That's correct. Douglas College participates in the NWAC in softball and baseball.
Very good. And occasionally, you know, everybody loves their job in sports. They like being in sports. You occasionally have to pinch yourself and say, I got a pretty good thing going here being the commissioner of this great conference.
Yeah, I enjoy my job very much, Greg. Enjoy the opportunity to work with people. Enjoy the fact that athletics impacts young people, and it provides an opportunity for student athletes to further themselves academically first and foremost, and they can do that by participating in athletics. So, yeah, I have to pinch myself every once in a while, and then there are other things that come up that make me realize sometimes it's maybe not as fun as it always I want it to be.
And, you know, I won't ask you what those things are, but I think our listening audience have a pretty good idea. There's always controversy in sports. But, you know, Marco, speak to this. A lot of the student athletes in the NWAC, you know, are wanting to get better academically. They want to go on to four-year schools. And also, it's kind of the last hurrah for many of them to participate in a competitive level in athletics. And if people out there listen tonight, we got a huge audience, by the way. If they've never seen an NWAC sporting event, they're really missing something. They're really missing, as Jeff Gabor, the former coach at Mount Hood Community College men's basketball coach, said, it's pure sports. And I think that's a great term.
Yeah, it really is. It's student athletes who are participating for a variety of reasons, and irregardless of what those reasons are, Greg, they got to have a great experience, and that's what we really want to provide for them. The big time's where you make it, and you specifically said for some of these student athletes, this is their last hurrah, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so why can't it be the best 2 years when it comes to academics and athletics? And so because we're a community college league, by nature, community college is very diverse, very eclectic. Student populations range from running start students who could start at 16 to students who are continuing their education or coming back just to gain more experience and are in their late 50s and early 60s. So community college by nature is diverse.
Okay, and speaking of diverse, you've got a great event coming up this weekend in Springfield, Oregon. I think it's not only great, it's got to be a little nutty to put this on, the logistics, but it's volleyball, soccer. It's going to be wonderful, and when I say nutty, I say that in a very friendly term. Just to put this thing together is enormous. And I often think how many officials you've got to have for this, but tell us about what has become an annual event, your fall festival, and it's exciting, and I just like reading about it. I have a lot of fun reading about it.
Yeah, it's as you said, it's our fall festival. It'll be August 27th and 28th at the Willamette Lane Sports Complex in Springfield, Oregon. We will have 50 soccer matches and 96 volleyball matches. So our NWAC volleyball teams and our NWAC men's and women's soccer teams will be competing on the same site at the same time. So we have created this fall festival. We believe it's the largest intercollegiate festival in the country. About 1,800 athletes will be competing opening weekend for soccer and volleyball. And so it's a pretty exciting time. Nutty might be a nice way of saying putting this together, how we put it together, but you know, it's a labor of love. You want to provide students a great opportunity. We saw a facility that allows us to do something like this, and hopefully the student athletes get a chance to enjoy competing and watching their teammates compete. And we have some other things that our student athletes are going to be able to be a part of on Friday night. The women or the volleyball teams are going to go to the University of Oregon, who's having a doubleheader, basically. They've got Nebraska, Florida State, Texas coming into play. So our volleyball teams on Friday night will be able to go watch them play. So what an exciting time for them to see, I believe, three of the top five teams from last year in the NCAA. And also on Friday night, our women's soccer teams will have an opportunity to go watch University of Oregon women soccer team play. So it really is a great opportunity for our student athletes and, you know, for the Springfield, Oregon, and for the Eugene Sports Commission, South Sports Commission, that has helped put this together for us. It really is going to be a festival. And another great thing, Greg, is our schools are going to donate backpacks of school supplies to the Bratton House there in Springfield. The mayor will be there Saturday night to collect the backpacks. And so it's important for us to make a contribution to the communities that we participate in. And so we're excited because this is just going to be a great 2 days. It's going to be tiring, but a great 2 days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I would think an add-on to that is, well, what a fabulous deal with the backpacks. And I'm going to ask you about that again before we leave the program tonight. But just the camaraderie factor of getting all these student-athletes together, they're going to make some lifelong friends out of this probably that might not even go to their same school.
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity. Some teams are using it almost as like a retreat. They're going to head down, I think, on Thursday and do some team bonding, have the opportunity to practice on Friday, attend the University of Oregon volleyball or soccer matches, and then compete on Saturday and Sunday. So it really provides a unique opportunity for our student-athletes to come out, compete, and at the same time walk over and watch their teammates compete for a little bit and show some support and also make a pretty big economic impact into the community of Springfield.
Yeah, very good. And getting back to the backpack idea, which is fabulous, Marco, you know, I think as a core group, sports probably does more to help people that might be disadvantaged or impoverished or anything than any other core business, led by golf, actually, my favorite sport, which just crossed the $5 billion mark last year in charitable giving, which is phenomenal. But explain a little bit more about the backpack, where the idea come from, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, Greg, when we came on board 5 years ago, one of the values that we wanted to make sure that our student athletes grabbed onto was community. And as you know, we talk about character, competition, and community. And so what we've installed is at all of our championship events, our student athletes who are there for the championships are going to make an impact in that community by doing a community service project. It's a little bit different in soccer, is that we actually do it at the friendlies portion, which is the soccer portion of the Fall Festival, because we have all 50 teams competing. Our championships, we only have the final four teams. So this way, we're able to make a bigger impact. Volleyball has said, hey, we want to be a part of the backpack project as well. So they're going to be a part of that and also do their community service project that they do every year at the championship event, which is they make fleece blankets and provide shoes to a charity in the area that we host volleyball. So you can imagine with 50 soccer teams and 32 volleyball teams that it'll be a great thing that our student athletes can help elementary children in the Springfield area who need school supplies.
One final question on the Fall Festival. Is this kind of almost that you work on this year round? It's such a huge event. And as you said, there's nothing really like it in college athletics that you can determine.
Yeah, it is a year round project. It started last year, Greg, just with the soccer portion. And when we visited Willamma Lane Center and saw that they had the volleyball courts, and eight of those, four wood and four sport court, we just thought what a great opportunity to bring everybody together. And I give a lot of credit to the NWAC volleyball coaches. They unanimously voted to be a part of this. So I'm very thankful that they're being supportive and understand the vision that we're trying to provide for our student athletes. And yes, we have been working probably since almost last September after, actually when the coaches voted on it to support it, it was in November with volleyball. And so from then on, we've just been working at it. And today spent most of the day putting all the stuff together and to get ready to load up in the van on Thursday. We have a board meeting tomorrow, so we're pretty booked tomorrow. So we got everything ready today. And Garrett Studert, who works in our office, has done a great job, and Joey Jewell and Jessica Sherman down in Eugene and Springfield, Greg Sheely, Kathy Woods, all these people have just been a great help to us, and we're looking forward to it.
We're speaking with Marco Azurdia. He is the commissioner of the NWAC Conference, which has a great footprint, by the way. But with that great footprint, and I think sport to sport, but 37 schools. Marco, I would imagine one of your biggest challenges is answering the question, where's the commish? You can't get to all of those schools all the time.
No, that's for sure. You know, some of them probably are happy that I can't get to their schools, but, it is kind of daunting to try to get to every campus. I do meet with the commissioners from each region at least three times during the season, and then we have two meetings where all of the commissioners, all 72, 74, get together. But it is very important for me to try to get to the campuses, to try to understand how each of the individual campus cultures work, and so that way I can better understand maybe why things are working really well with one school, or maybe why there's some difficulty on some things, so we have a better way of working to get things done on behalf of our student athletes.
What's one of the most frequently asked questions you get in your job? And I obviously, our listening audience smart enough to know you get questions all the time, but I think they'd like to know what's something that frequently you have to deal with or get asked. Is it eligibility?
I would say there's probably a couple things. Eligibility is an issue. I think other things that seem to pop up are, how are we going to get things done? How do you get things done for 36, 37 institutions? And I think, you know, they always ask, you know, what do you see for the future in terms of where you'd like to go down the road? And so it's one of the great things I think about the position and the role is it's a dynamic position in that it's not static at all. And there's always something to be working on. And just when you think you might have seen something, boy, something else pops up that you haven't seen yet in 25 years of working in the NWAC and a variety of roles. So there are always questions and always trying to find the correct answer. And when we don't have the answer, you know, we got to work to find it. So it's a pretty interesting opportunity for me.
You know, and speaking of questions, you used that word there, Marco. I'm getting bombarded with questions for you tonight, so you want to take a few from our listeners?
Sure.
Okay, this one comes from Jerry in Yakima, where there's a great, great school there, and I have actually been there, and I know it's great, and a great town. He wants to know, he says, Marco, what's one thing that people should know about the NWAC that the average person does not know? That's a great question.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe what the average person doesn't know about the NWAC is that, you know, we provide quality opportunities for student athletes and student athletes to continue the opportunity to play and to continue their education. And so, and our goal, Number one, Greg, is to really help them academically, and two, if it's in the cards for them to move on and play, you know, that then that's the responsibility of our coaches and our administrators to provide those opportunities or to maximize the opportunities for those students to get the opportunity to move on. So, you know, I think that we're committed to providing quality opportunities that we really feel we're not, you know, sometimes community colleges can be stereotyped and probably deservedly so in some situations, but we really are working to break that stereotype in the NWAC and don't want to settle for anything other than providing great quality experiences for our student athletes.
Very good. Next question comes from Lorraine in Kennewick, Washington. And Marco, she asked, why do you feel that so many coaches, you know, dedicate their entire career to coaching in the NWAC and teaching in the NWAC? And she says it must mean that it's a pretty special place to be. That's another good question.
Well, I think, you know, people that are committed to teaching and coaching in community college and in the NWAC is that I think you really have an opportunity to impact young people in a very realistic environment. Our students, Greg, a lot of them come from a middle income to low income. The average age student in community college is, I believe, 28 years old. And so the great thing about the NWAC and community college is you have this incredible diversity, not just racially, you have it economically, you have it educationally, you have it with experience, where at the four-year schools, it's not as that diverse in terms of all those different types of backgrounds that are diverse. So I think there's a real, this is poor English, but a real realism to what the community college does and who they serve and the opportunity to really impact students. You know, you don't have a class of 400, you maybe have a class of 17 or 20. And so now those relationships and the fact that teachers and coaches can really get to know their students on a variety of levels, I think makes it a pretty special place to teach and coach.
Very good. Okay, our third and final question, even though, believe it or not, Marco, I'm adding this up here real quickly in my head and trying to keep the program moving. On my email and the text, We got 49 questions tonight. That's pretty good, quite frankly. But our final one, I just grabbed three that I could really see. And this is another great question. Comes from Lyle in Bellingham, Washington, one of my favorite cities of all time. I love Bellingham. But he says it'd be a little unfair to ask you what are the greatest rivalries in the NWAC. But he says, I will ask you this, Marco. What sport has created the greatest rivalries? And I think what he means there, obviously, is it volleyball? Is it basketball? Is it soccer? Is it golf? Which sport has the greatest rivalries without necessarily naming the teams, in your opinion?
Boy, that's a good question. And I would say that in the majority of our sports, there are some pretty intense rivalries. And, you know, I think sometimes people think, well, basketball, you know, since that's the big sport in the NWAC, may be the one where you see those rivalries. But I will say there is a very, very intense men's soccer rivalry in the NWAC. And, you know, we call it the fall friendlies, and it's supposed to be friendlies in the soccer. But when these two teams meet, whether it's at the fall friendlies or it's in league or in the playoffs, it gets physical and it is intense. So that's the one that really jumps to mind. But I can also – I could list off the teams and the sports that we have some pretty intense rivalries. And I think that's good for us. I think and I hope that our schools cultivate the rivalry in a correct manner, because all that does is elevate their game, and it elevates the NWAC when you know you have these two teams and they're going to battle and they're going to get after it and it's going to be intense. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I think that makes it great for the NWAC and great for those schools. That helps brand the NWAC, and that's what we want to do. We want to be excellent in what we're doing.
Very good. Those were three great questions, and I apologize to everybody. We couldn't get to them, but we will have Marco on again, definitely, and we'll answer more of your questions when he's on the next time. Marco, let's go back to this weekend's great event, and that's a fair statement. It is a great event. What time you start your day at the Fall Festival, and anything else you want to get out about it before we leave tonight? But it's got to be a couple long days. But as John Spoelstra says, if you don't like the greatest sports marketer of all time, if you don't like long days, don't get in the sports business.
Well, no, absolutely. That's a great quote, and that's the nature of what you do, and you do it because you love it. And, you know, a couple things about the Fall Festival I'd like to just – to share with people is we've had great support from people down there in the Eugene Springfield area. Bigfoot Beverages, Hole in the Wall Barbecue is going to provide a barbecue Saturday night for over 1,800 student athletes. And you can imagine trying to get those people fed. And so we're very appreciative to them. Shelton Turnbull, who's done some printing for us down there, has been great. And as I said earlier, the Eugene Cascade Sports Commission has just done a dynamic job. And I just hope people, if they have the opportunity to come out, they can watch it. I think, you know, it's exciting. It's the opening weekend for all of us. So these students have been, student athletes have been practicing. They were allowed to start practicing August 1st. So they've been after it for 3.5 weeks and are ready to play other people other than themselves that they've been scrimmaging. So we're looking forward to it, and I think if people come out, they'll see some good competition going on.
Hey, Marco, here's a great thing about why I'm happy you did the program tonight. I'm looking at text after text after text saying, I really didn't realize this was happening, and I'm going. And they're coming from Olympia. They're coming from, let's see, Camas, Washington. They're coming from Salem. They're coming from Newport. They're coming from Roseburg. They're coming from Vail. They are coming from Klamath Falls. I could go on and on. There's text after text after text here about people that heard about this on this program. I love it. That's why we do these things. So have a great time down there this weekend, Marco, and congratulations on a great idea, outside the box thinking. And even though I'm a product of not of the NWAC, of the Northwest Conference, the NWAC has become my favorite league.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, Greg, and I sure hope the people, they are able to come out, and I think they'll see some quality competition, and just appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you to share a little bit about the NWAC and what our vision is and where we want to go, and by no means are we content with standing still. We want to keep moving the bar upward and forward. So once again, just thank you very much for this opportunity, and I look forward to connecting with you down the road.
You betcha, definitely. And, of course, we do basically on Blog Talk Radio, as you know, Marco, we do three programs. We're going to have a new NWAC program. I won't spill the beans yet, coming up starting on September 12th at 8 o'clock at night. It'll be on every Monday night at 8 o'clock. Then I do one with the coaches the last Tuesday of the month of the North and the West, and then we've got the NWAC South Fast Break Show. So I'm a basketball guy, but I love everything about the NWAC, every sport. And you're doing a terrific job, Marco, and thanks for taking the time once again to be on tonight.
Thanks, Greg. I got a great staff, and we got great people in our colleges who are serving student athletes well.
Hey, and we got a couple minutes left, Marco, and shame on me. Talk about your staff in the office.
Well, I've got a staff of four people. Carol Harden is the administrative assistant who's been there, I believe, about 15 years. And she actually came to the NWAC from a community college, Mount Hood Community College. And then Jim Jackson is our compliance manager, who works 2 days a week, and he handles the compliance issues. Jim is a Hall of Fame inductee into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and was a longtime athletic director at Clackamas Community College there in Oregon. Garrett Studert, who we hired a year ago, is from Clark College and then went to Washington State. He's our director of events and is just doing an absolutely phenomenal job for us. Tracy Swisher is our sports information director from Clackamas Community College. And Tracy, if people see our website, has done an unbelievable job since he came on board. And we get a lot of comments and positive comments about our website. And Tracy just does a great job. And then we have Spencer Rowland, who works part-time as an assistant, sports information assistant, to Tracy. So it's a great group of people. They make it fun to work with. They support the vision. They like the direction we're going. And, you know, it's fun to go to work with people who you, number one, trust, and number two, work hard, and number three, really do it because they love what they do.
And I might add on top of that, since I know many of those people, they're not only great professionals, they're high-quality human beings, and to me that still counts in this day and age, Marco.
Well, I think absolutely, Greg, and that's why character is the first point in our three C's, is that ultimately that really is the most important thing, is quality people.
Have a great week at the Fall Festival, and we'll be catching up with you very soon, Marco. Thanks for being on tonight. Marco Azurdia, the commissioner of the NWAC Conference. What a great conference it is. If you don't know about it, you really should learn about it. Good night, everyone. And as I always say, don't forget to make all your putts and your free throws. Thanks for listening.